From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And as we've heard this week, viewers are flocking to CNN for almost continuous coverage of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The story's also been front page news for a week and a half. So a huge quantity of coverage, but what's been the quality? Media correspondent David Folkenflik is in the NPR studios in New York. So David, in your opinion, who is doing well and who not so much in the coverage?
Well, look, I mean, if it's true that, as I believe, Jon Stewart's on vacation this week, he'd certainly have plenty of grist if he were in his fake anchor's chair to make fun of folks. But there's also been plenty of really interesting stuff on what's truly a compelling and fascinating story. You know, the folks for the Wall Street Journal, Andy Pazdar and his colleagues, Matthew Wald of the New York Times and others, have done some tremendous stuff. They cover aviation. You think of a guy like James Fallows, a commentator we think of on politics, but also a pilot and expert on aviation who's been sorting through a lot of the coverage and helping people navigate, if you will, that. And I think that in a lot of places, you've seen a lot of coverage from Asia, from Malaysia, and from China, where the flight was intended to go, and people here in the States as well, sifting through sources, both federal and international agencies, trying to make sense of what remains an incredible mystery.
I agree with you. I think there's been some tremendous journalism, even though some people have been upset because there's been a lot of speculation as well. But it's such a tough story to cover, you know, a riddle wrapped in a mystery and then delivered to you by a government press conference in Malaysia. It's not a recipe for absolutes.
Oh, absolutely right. And, you know, I mean, people are getting stuff out of this almost inadvertently. If you think of the really tough to take, George Zimmerman trial in the death of Trayvon Martin down in Florida, you know, people took from that terrible, intimate tragedy a lot of lessons about the court system, about gun laws in Florida, about race in America that extrapolated larger truths. I think here people are thinking hard in some ways about Malaysia, a country that many Americans don't give much thought to, about the dysfunction of that country as it turns out, and the autocratic nature of the regime there. They're thinking about aviation. You know, so many tens of millions, you know, of Americans take flights in this country every year. You know, we're thinking about the sort of assumptions we make, the faith that we make in our technology in the modern age. And we're thinking about the ways in which, there are mysteries beyond the control of, you know, so much bites and bits of information that come flowing at us all the time. You know, the fact that there can still be mysteries is itself something that we grapple with not very well. I think this is a story where we explore those boundaries of our knowledge.
Yeah, as you say, there's all sorts of psychological, cultural underpinnings to this huge interest in this story. I'm wondering, David, we were wondering this today. Maybe we're wrong, but it feels as if we're a certain point in the story where there's a certain level of exhaustion.
Yeah, well, look, CNN, as you mentioned, it is going to take it past exhaustion point because it's riding this as many ratings as it can. And if you look on major websites, you know, among the five most popular stories being clicked on at any point seem to be those involving this story because of the mystery. But, you know, absent specific developments, people are spinning out theories. You saw Don Lemon on CNN talk about whether the supernatural might have been involved somehow, you know, the hand of God or other agents. Rupert Murdoch, I teased on Twitter the other day for echoing the speculation of one of the sources on his Fox News saying that, you know, maybe this airplane was secretly spirited to Pakistan. You know, that was a country that harbored Osama bin Laden for years before, our troops hunted him down. And, you know, there's a lot of foolishness and our exhaustion and the limits of our knowledge sort of get there. But, you know, we also have the chance always just to take the remote and turn it off, too.
There is that. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks so much for your perspective on this incredibly, some say historic aviation story. Thank you.
You bet.